Report: Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey ignored invitation to meet civic group in Myanmar. By Charlie Nash on December 14, 2018. After Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey faced criticism for encouraging his followers to go to Myanmar this week after he spent 10 days in the country for a meditation retreat. It was reported on Friday that Dorsey ignored an invitation from a local key civic group who wanted to speak to the Twitter CEO about technology in Myanmar. According to TechCrunch, a loose group of six companies in Myanmar has engaged with Facebook in a bid to help improve the situation around usage of its services in the country, often with frustrating results, and key members of that alliance, including Omidyar-backed accelerator firm Fendiyar, contacted Dorsey via Twitter DM and emailed the company's public policy contacts when they learned that the CEO was visiting Myanmar. The invitations, however, were reportedly ignored by Dorsey and Twitter, with the social network replying to the civic group that Dorsey was in Myanmar strictly for personal reasons and not for business. The Myanmar tech community was all excited and wondering where he was going. We wondered, can we get him in a room, maybe at a public event, and talk about technology in Myanmar or social media, whatever he is happy with? Claimed Jiz Khalid Peterson, the CEO of Myanmar-based technology seed accelerator Fendiyar. Dorsey is the head of a social media company and, given the massive issues here in Myanmar, I think it's irresponsible of him to not address that. Twitter isn't as widely used as Facebook, but that doesn't mean it doesn't have concerns happening with it, Peterson expressed. As we tell Facebook or any large tech company with a prominent presence in Myanmar, it's important to spend time on the ground like they do in any other market where they have a substantial presence. To celebrate his birthday in November, Dorsey visited Myanmar for a 10-day silent Vipassana meditation retreat. Myanmar is an absolutely beautiful country. The people are full of joy and the food is amazing. I visited the cities of Yangon, Mandalay, and Bagan. We visited and meditated at many monasteries around the country, he continued, adding, if you're willing to travel a bit, go to Myanmar. Dorsey was immediately criticized for his tone-deaf promotion of Myanmar, however, with some users accusing him of ignoring ethnic cleansing. Leave it to a rich guy to step over bodies while taking pics on his vacation, one user proclaimed, while another added, the CEO of Twitter went on vacation to a country that committed a genocide last year that was fueled by disinformation and hate spread by the government on social media. I'm aware of the human rights atrocities and suffering in Myanmar. I don't view visiting, practicing, or talking with the people as endorsement. I didn't intend to diminish by not raising the issue, but could have acknowledged that I don't know enough and need to learn more, Dorsey declared. This was a purely personal trip for me focused on only one dimension, meditation practice. That said, I know people are asking about what Twitter is doing around the situation, so I'll share our current state. Twitter is a way for people to share news and information about events in Myanmar as well as to bear witness to the plight of the Rohingya and other peoples and communities. We're actively working to address emerging issues. This includes violent extremism and hateful conduct, the Twitter CEO claimed. We know we can't do this alone, and continue to welcome conversation with and help from civil society and NGOs within the region. I had no conversations with the government or NGOs during my trip. We're always open to feedback on how to best improve. Charlie Nash is a reporter for Breitbart Tech. You can follow him on Twitter at Mr. Nashington, or like his page at Facebook.